כן, זה המקראות גדולות על שיר השירים. יש כאן לפחות איזה 20 פירושים על, לפחות על שיר השירים. אנחנו לומדים רש"י. בעזרת השם, נוסיף, אבל to learn רש"י on שיר השירים is very sweet. And we're up to פסוק ד' in פרק א', מושכני אחריך נרוצה. מושכני. השם says to עם ישראל, pull me, draw me with you, אחריך נרוצה. And עם ישראל says, we're going to run after you. הביאני המלך הדרה. I remember the days when הקדוש ברוך הוא, the מלך, took me into his inner chambers. נגילה ונשמחה בך. We had such a simcha together. נזכירה דודך מיין. We will always remember your אהבה more than any kind of celebration. מיין משרים אהבוך. The אהבה that Am Yisrael loves you is משרים, is a straight and genuine love. So that's the pasuk. Let's see what Rashi says on this pasuk. Moshcheni acharecha narutzam, page 22. As is the way in a Mikraot Gdolot, you're going to have to be flipping pages always. So try to. Moshcheni acharecha narutza. Ani shamati mishluchecha remez chiba she'amarta lemoshcheni. See how Rashi is explaining the pasuk? Rashi explains, Moshcheni is the word that we heard Hashem say by a hint. Rashi explains, I heard from your messenger a hint of love that you said Lemoshcheni, that you said that you want to draw me too close to you. Vani amarti, and what was my response? You know, when there is a cold relationship, so then many times on one side one says Moshcheni, but the other one says, Slicha, I'm not, I don't want. Aval Am Yisrael, when they hear Hashem say Moshcheni, what's the response? Ma tguva, ma hatshuva shel Am Yisrael? Acharecha narutza, I'm coming. Acharecha narutza, v'ani amarti acharecha narutza, liyot lecha leisha. Of course, we are all in. We want to be with you. Hevi'ani ha-melech hadara, ve'gam ha-yom hazeh. Till this day, Am Yisrael is saying in their galut, up until this day, odena li gila ve'simcha et asher nidbakti becha. It is still a source of joy and happiness, the fact that I was able to be davuk becha, that I was privileged to come close to you. Go to page 26. Next Rashi. Nazkira dodecha. Gam hayom be'almenut chayuti tamid. Even nowadays, when we are living in a way of widowhood, of almenut, kivyachol, right? We're not in Eretz Yisrael, or we don't have Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. We're in galut. גם היום באלמנות חיותי תמיד אזכיר דודיך הראשונים. I always reminisce, I always remember your first love that you had for us, מכל משתה עונג ושמחה, more than any kind of party, of celebration, of delight and happiness. For Am Yisrael, throughout the days of Galut, what keeps them going? We'll never forget that day. In fact, we're in that kufa right now. We're in the kufa of Sfirat HaOmer. Let's take ourselves back 3,300 years. This was the kufa where the erga, the anticipation that Am Yisrael had, they knew that they're going to have a special day. They're going to meet up with the Bore Olam, and he's going to give us the Torah. So that's Sfirat HaOmer. They were counting the days out of excitement. This was the Dodecha HaRishonim. This was the first love that we were shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't give up on it. We didn't forget it. We didn't get tired of it. We always remember it. And we always derive chiyut, liveliness from it. That's the pirush of this pasuk, according to Rashi. Turn to page 28. Next Rashi, Mesharim Ahevucha. Et ahava aza, ahavat mishor, beli akuva urchasim, asher ahevucha aniva avotai beotam hayamim. What do we remember? What do we remember? Nazkira dodecha miyain, mesharim ahevucha, et ahava yeshara, the straight and pure love that Am Yisrael had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our forefathers had for Hashem, that we don't forget either. There's two parts here. Moshcheni acharecha narutza, nazkira dodecha miyain, we remember your love for us forever and ever. Mesharim ha'evucha, we also remember the ahava that avotenu had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, we remember it? It's not just some kind of, you know, nostalgia. It's something that we want to emulate. When it says over here, Nazkira dodecha miyayin mesharim ha'evucha, she'anachnu nizkarim ba'ahava she'ahavnu, she'avotenu ahavu et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we left Mitzrayim, why do we remember it all the time? Because that's what we aspire, that's the level of ahava that we aspire to reach, even be'almenut chiyutenu. Ma? Emulate ze lechakot, ken. Ze, ken. To copy. That's Pasuk Dalit. And now, Am Yisrael... Oh wait, we didn't finish Rashi. Mechila. Zehu pshuto lefi inyano. That is the simple meaning of the Pasuk. Ulefi dugmato. That means, and what is the Nimshal? Hem mazkirim, page 30, on top. הם מזכירים לפניו חסד נאורים אהבת כלולות לכתם אחריו במדבר ארץ צייה וצלמוות. Am Yisrael is always remembering and reminding themselves, reminding Hashem of the love in our youth that we had, that we went after him into the midbar, ארץ צייה וצלמוות, a place that was barren, that was empty. V'gam tzedah lo asu lahem. We didn't even prepare ourselves enough. We just picked up whatever we can pick up and we left. V'gam tzedah lo asu lahem. V'he'eminu bo u'bishlucho. Am Yisrael trusted Hashem and trusted the shaliach of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo amru, they didn't say, ma ze po, he'ach netze lemidbar, lo mekom zera umzonot. We're staying here in Mitzrayim. What are we? You're taking us where? If what? We're taking us to a place that has nothing. They didn't say that. V'halchu acharav. They went after him. V'hu hevi'am letoch chadre hekef ananav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that love, that trust that Am Yisrael had in him. And he took them even closer into the intimacy of his room, Heviani Amelech Hadarav, into the room of the Ananei Kavod, Hikifanu, that we were circled by the Ananei Kavod. Bezu odama yom galim usmechim bo. With this, Am Yisrael derives till this day gila v'simcha, joy and happiness. Af lefi onyam v'tzaratam, despite the poverty and the difficulties of Galut. Umishtasheim batorah. Am Yisrael finds the expression of their love of Hashem in the Torah. They delight in the Torah. Up until this day, 3,000 years later, a Jew enjoys a word of Torah. Zepele plaim. Rabotai, that's just, it's something, we never stop to think about this. We never stop to think about it. You ever see the joy of a Jew when he hears a Dvar Torah that he likes? Do you understand when the Torah was given? The Torah was given thousands of years ago. Mata mishtageh? What are you getting excited about? Am Yisrael gets excited about the Torah. It doesn't matter. Ad hayom galim usmechim bo umshtasheim batorah. That's nazkira dodecha miyayin mesharim ha'evucha. We'll never forget the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af lefi onyam v'tzaratam, with all the oni, with all the tzara, it doesn't matter. Mishtasheim bedivrei Torah, v'sham mazkirim dodav miyayin, u'mishor ahavatam oto. And that's where we are reminded, Rabotai, ze dvarim amukim meod. This is very deep. When we learn Torah, when we open up a sefer of Torah, that's nazkira dodecha miayin, ze nifla. Masher Rashi omer kan, what Rashi is saying here, that when we open up Torah, that's where we find His love for us and our love for Him. Nazkira dodecha miyayin. Kol pam she'anachnu lomdim Torah, every time we learn Torah, we are reminded of that tremendous love that began way back when we left Mitzrayim and we received the Torah on Har Sinai. Ez milim rabotai. Next pasuk, pasuk he. Shehora ani venava benot Yerushalayim. Now Am Yisrael is talking to the Umot HaOlam. Shehora ani. Yes, I am blackened. Zenachon. Venava, but I am beautiful. Oh, daughters of Yerushalayim. That's Umot HaOlam. We'll see in Rashi. Ke ahole kedar. You see that I'm black like the tents of Kedar. That's the Arab tents that become blackened with all the rain. Kiriot Shelomo. Don't see me, ke ahole kedar. I am like the beautiful curtains of Shelomo HaMelech. Let's see that in Rashi. Rashi begins on page 30. In the middle of the page in Rashi, Shechora ani venava, atem reotai, you, my friends, the Umot HaOlam, Bat Israel, Knesset Israel says, al ekal be'enechem, af im azavani ishi, mipene shahrut shebi. Don't belittle me. Even though I don't look the same anymore, because I was forsaken by my husband. Ki shechora ani al yedei shezifat haShemesh, as the pesukim are going to explain, this that I became blackened, that's only because of the sun that was beating on me for so long. What that means, we'll see. Venava ani bechituch evarim na'im, but you should know that I am still beautiful. Im ani shechora ke aole kedar hamashchirim mipenei hageshamim shem perusim tamid bamidbarot. If I look like I'm black, like Ahole Kedar, like the tents of Kedar. Kedar is the countries of the Arab countries that are blackened by the constant rain that falls on them. Kala ani litkabes lihiyot kiriyot shelomo. But it's very easy for me to clean and to whiten up, just like the expensive curtains of Shelomo. Dugma hizo. What's the nimshal? Omeret Knesset Israel laumot, shechora ani b'maasai. It's true, I have committed sins. I did averot, and therefore, because of that, toda rabba. Shati shata ozev. Tzarich ladun lekav zchut. Ad rabba, lachta leitkarev od yoter. Omeret Knesset Israel laumot, shechora ani b'maasai. It's true, b'maasai, I don't behave all the time. But don't forget my origins. Don't forget my shorashim. My avot, they were tzaddikim. Ve'af b'ma'asai yesh mehem na'im. And even in my own deeds, there are very, very good ma'asim that nobody in the world can compare to. Im yesh bi avon ha'egel, yesh bi kenegdo zechut kabbalat ha'torah. Rashi is explaining, based also on the Targum of the pasuk, that this pasuk is hinting to the avon of cheta egel and to the zechut of kabbalat haTorah. Shechora ani, I was blackened by the avera of cheta egel. Venava, but I am beautiful because of the zechut of kabbalat haTorah. That not one of you, benot Yerushalayim, that's umot haolam, not one of you accepted the Torah. I was the only one to accept it. Why is it that the Umot HaOlam are being likened to Benot Yerushalayim, the daughters of Yerushalayim? Maze alashon haze? Rashi says beautifully, Al shem shehi atida le'asot metropolin lekulam. Yerushalayim is going to be the metropolis. What's metropolis? The mother city. Metro is like madre. Madre is mother. Polis, in old Latin, that means a city, the big governing city. Metropolin, as mother city, the most important city. Kmo bira, like the capital. Huh? Metropolitan, metropolis, right? So Yerushalayim is going to be the mother city, the metropolis. Benot Yerushalayim is all the Umot HaOlam. So now you understand, Benot, like mother, so Benot Yerushalayim. As Rashi, Lekulam, Kemo Shenibei Yecheskel, we find this many times in the Navi. Yecheskel, Venatati et hen lach lebanot. Yecheskel is talking to Yerushalayim. One day all the nations are going to be to you like banot. Kemo Ekron ubnoteha, we find this type of Lashon on very important cities. When you have a main city and you have the suburbs, so it's called Ekron. Ekron is the main city that was in the Eretz Pelishtim, in the Ma'arav of Eretz Yisrael. Ubnoteha. So you see, Benot Yerushalayim means all the suburbs, which means La'atid Lavo, all the cities, all the nations of the world will be Benot Yerushalayim. And the Knesset Yisrael tells Benot Yerushalayim, Shechorani, I understand, I admit, Shechorani, Venava, but don't forget it. Even if I'm black like Aole Kedar, but I'm Kiriot Shelomo. If I do tshuva, I'm mitkabeset maher, kmo Yiriot Shelomo. That's the pirush that Rashi says on these two psukim.